the volume.
Back again with my man Stucky from Kentucky. You know, rough loss the other night to the Dukies, but it is Coach K's last year. Kentucky be fine. You know, the SEC, they the favorite to win the SEC this year, you think, Stucky?
Yeah, I mean, Kentucky, I think, is come the end of the year once Coach Calipari, his teams usually start slow. Now, a lot of times it's a lot of freshmen this year. There's also a bunch of transfers in the mix, and then he starts to have them rolling towards, you know, February, March. I think they're the most talented team by far in the SEC. Alabama lost a couple key pieces, but they looked really good in their opener against Louisiana Tech, who's a really good mid-major. But I think that come the end of the year, Kentucky should be the clear favorite to win the SEC. But yeah, it'll be an interesting conference for sure.
Yeah, well, let's transition to the National Football League. You can find Stucky every week, Thursday Action Network podcast, talking gambling. We had a rough week. I know I did personally as well, because I took San Francisco and Colt McCoy beat the shit out of them. The Panthers, I wasn't with you on that one, and they destroyed, I mean, Sam Darnold, he stinks.
Well, but yeah, the problem there is, and what I came on here and talked about is, as of Thursday last week, the assumption was Darnold was going to be out. And I don't think I would take 10 points with Sam Darnold playing a Bill Belichick defense. Then he ends up playing. The Carolina defense plays well, but you cannot bet on Sam Darnold against Bill Belichick. He is still seeing ghosts.
He is. But Cleveland, they house Cincy. So we started hot. We're 12-14-1 on the season. Now, speaking of Carolina, they just signed Cameron Newton, who I'm sure won't play this week, but they're getting 10.5 points at Arizona. I read a headline that Kyler said his ankle feels a lot better, but I do think with that win last week, what would be the rush to push him, especially with the way Colt played? I this one would be a hard game for me just to gamble on in general. It's a big spread, Carolina 10.5 on the road. What are you thinking here?
Yeah, I'm going to start calling some of these picks the curse of Middlecalf. I mean, I've in 10 years in the NFL, I haven't had two games where I knew the starter was going to be out, beat the close by 7 points, get the backup, and the backup rolls. And Cooper Rush, I mean, it was so eerie that how similar Cooper Rush and then Colt McCoy were. But yeah, I played the Panthers plus 10.5 here. Bonus, we know for sure Sam Darnold will be out. And the market kind of moved this line up. I don't think there's any difference between him and P.J. Walker. He's that terrible. And P.J. Walker at least gives you an option with his legs. But I agree. I don't think that – I think there's a chance that Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins won't play again. And if that's the case, the line will crash, and I'll have 10.5, and that's all I can ask for. The Cardinals are also really beat up. Rondell Moore didn't practice today. He has concussion and a knee injury. Buda Baker, concussion and an injury. They have
a ton
beat
of injuries
across the board. Yeah, and look, it's a semi-flat spot. You want to talk about the mirrors to the Cowboys game. Cowboys go on the road, get a win with their backup quarterback. That's like a team effort. Everyone is all in. We have to all step up. They come home, 10-point favorite. They lay a complete egg to the Broncos. They're down 31-0 in the third quarter. Same thing here. Go to San Francisco, whole team effort, and now you come home, you're a 10-point favorite against a team playing for their season. If the Panthers win this game, assuming Dallas beats Atlanta, they're in the seventh spot in the NFC wildcard race. But, you know, so number one, I think you might have a limited Murray or no Murray at all. If there's no Murray, this line is, you know, 5-6 points off. Even if Murray plays, last year Carolina beat up this Arizona team, outgained them 442-200, held Murray to 133 yards passing. He ran for 80. I don't think he's going to be running for many yards if he does play, because he's going to be limited mobility-wise, which just really crushes their entire offense. And this Arizona team is running really well. I mean, they have a lot of regression coming for them. I'll give you a couple examples. They lead the NFL in fumbles per game, yet they lead the NFL with the fewest amount of fumbles lost per game. Their opponents lead the NFL in fumbles per game and fumbles lost per game. I'll put it another way. Cardinals and their opponents have both fumbled 16 times. The Cardinals have lost 2, 8%. Their opponents have lost 10, 65%. You see this early. Look, the San Francisco game last week, 3 fumbles in the first quarter. Arizona recovers them all. I mean, all of a sudden that game snowballs. Same thing happened in the Cleveland game. How about fourth downs? Arizona's 8 for 9, leads the NFL 90%. Opponents 6 of 20, 30%. I mean, these are game-swinging plays on fourth downs. Cardinals third down D, best in the NFL at 31%. Yet, if you look at their early down success rate, they're, you know, they're on early downs. They're 23rd in the NFL against the run, 27th against the pass. They're in third and fourth down, which are high variance downs. They're getting very fortunate. So I think across the board, there's a lot of regression coming for this Cardinals team, who's getting in these favorable game states early in games because of these fumbles, a couple of questionable penalties. They're just having things go their way. So I think that their numbers are a bit inflated. And their run defense is terrible. That's the thing you have to keep in mind here. McCaffrey didn't even play in that game last year. I think that that's what Matt Rhule's going to lean on here. I think this is a bit too many points for a desperate Carolina team against a banged up Arizona team that I think has some regression coming. So I took the 10.5 here.
The fumbles last week with the Niners game, the first one, George Kittle has a sweet play over the middle. He like goes through three guys, the ball comes out. The second fumble is deep in their own, you know, red area. Ayuk makes this incredible catch. And yeah. He gets the guy out. Yeah. And he goes and then he fucking hits it out of his hand. I mean, it was crazy.
And the third one, Arizona's deep in San Francisco's territory, and
they fumble
in the San Francisco guy's hand, and it pops out somehow. I mean, so these are the things. And look, those are 14 point swings three times.
Yeah.
That, and then all of a sudden, you know, the game is out of reach, and then teams can't run on Arizona because the game, and that's Arizona thrives on their pass rush.
When you're down 14 points in the second half,
yeah, then you have to abandon the run. Teams like San Francisco, Cleveland, who can really, I mean, this. Arizona run defense is a bottom 10, maybe bottom 5 unit, especially without Watt. So I think if the Panthers can keep this close, don't fumble. And hey, maybe the Cardinals will lose a couple of these fumbles. You know, I think the Panthers, I wouldn't shock me if they pulled off this upset.
Okay, the Saints at Tennessee, you know, it's weird. Obviously, the Saints get that ass kicking. They beat the Bucs, and then they come back and they lose to the Falcons at home. Tennessee is just beating every good team every single week pretty easily. It's kind of nuts. I guess I would take the Saints here, just kind of shorting Tennessee. They're just bound to, even if they have a great season, 12-5, they're going to lose some games, right? Well, this feels a little bit like a spot maybe they just run out of juice.
Yeah, I took the Saints +3 here. I have the Saints rated higher than the Titans. I mean, the Titans are 7-2, and you have to give them credit for some of these wins. Now, they're running really well in the turnover department over this stretch, but, you know, are they going to run out of – there has to be a potential for fatigue here, right? You beat the Bills, the Chiefs. Then you go on the road in overtime, and you end your division rivals' hopes of winning the division. Then you go out west. Everyone says you have no chance in prime time, and you beat the Rams. Now you come back home and play the Saints. I mean, that is a brutal stretch. So, look, the Titans' offense did nothing last week. Absolutely well,
can they,
nothing.
Can they win games without Derrick Henry with their quarterback throwing for 120 yards?
Not against great defenses. And the Saints arguably have the best defense in the NFL now that they're healthy. You can't run against them. And Tennessee can't run. But AD had 10 carries for 20 yards. So that really takes away their play-action game. The Saints won't have to commit anyone to the box. And, you know, they have Lattimore who can take away A.J. Brown. And this Titans team, you want to look at, like, projected wins? I mean, look, the Bills don't get a yard. The Colts in that game with some of the Turner losing overtime. You know, they're really running well in some of these close games. Projected wins, which looks at the post-game win probability, they're 7-2, but their projected wins are 4.5. That's 18th in the NFL. The Saints, meanwhile, are 5.6. That's 6th in the NFL. The Titans, despite being 7-2, they're being outgained on the year. They're averaging 5.6 yards per play, which is 22nd in the NFL. They're allowing 5.8. That's 19th in the NFL. So, you know, the Titans, where I do have to give them credit on their defense, is their defensive line. That they have been getting pressure. Jeffrey Simmons has been a stud. You know, you have a couple guys off of the edge and Landry that are getting pressure. That takes some of the pressure off of their defensive backs, which are bad. But, you know, the Saints have an elite offensive line. So I think they can neutralize that here. They can get the run game going. Even if Kamara's a little banged up, I think you're going to see a lot of Taysom Hill packages. I'm not a fan of them, but I think they can work here because the Titans' run D is one of the worst in the NFL. big special teams edge for New Orleans. I think a coaching edge as well. And this is just a great spot for New Orleans off of that bad loss, which, look, 2 weeks ago they beat the Bucs. Really bad flat spot last week. Sean Payton is an underdog. 44-25-2, 64% in his career, covering by 4 points per game. Second most profitable at 140 coaches last 20 years, only behind Tomlin. Even better, Payton off of a loss, 49-26 against the spread, 65%. He's 26-10 against the spread on the road off of a loss. So, you know, this is a great spot to back Payton, a great spot to sell high on the Titans, who have just been running well. And look, no Henry. The offensive line is banged up on the left side, and this Saints defense is legit. I think they grind out a win here.
Hi, it's the Herd for FanDuel. Monday Night Football matchup, Rams-Niners. Rams are -4. I'd probably take the Niners +4. It's a divisional matchup. It's perhaps Garoppolo's last start. He's fighting for his job. In this matchup, Kyle Shanahan has had Sean McVay's number. I do think the Rams were embarrassed. I would not be surprised if the Rams won and covered. But listen, same game parlays. There's a lot of different things you can go here. I would probably take the 49ers and the under because I don't think the 49ers can win a shootout. And I think the 49ers know they can't win a shootout. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook's the best. Easy to use, safe and secure. And you can win $150 in a $5 bet. Seriously. Just when you win, you can get paid in under 2 hours. Check it out. FanDuel America's number one sportsbook. $150 and a $5 bet. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. This is an easy one, right? 30-1 odds. I like the Niners, and I like the under. A same game parlay. Win some money. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia or West Virginia. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Okay, I would not have circled this game, but I know you're fired up on it. But the Steelers coming off, you know, it was impressive win and they let them back. But I thought they outplayed Chicago pretty easily if it wasn't for the special teams touchdown. And then the Lions, who, you know, are in complete shambles. They haven't won a game. They played some close games early, but they're coming off a bye the week. I guess 2 weeks ago, the Eagles beat the living shit out of them. It's the biggest win in Eagles history on the road. Absolutely housed them. And it's not like Jalen Hurts threw 4 touchdowns. He threw for like 100 yards in that game. I mean, they embarrassed them. But it feels like you kind of like Detroit in this spot. Let me hear.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3 for the money. And those two plays that I gave out are my biggest bets of the weekend. A lot of teasers. I like the Browns under. Action Network app, you could follow all of my picks. But this is the only other straight up side that I did play. So I do have money on it, but it's a smaller play. I just think that it's too many points. There's a little value that I'm showing on the Lions for, number one, it's a good spot. You have the Lions off of a bye, just desperate for a win. And the Steelers are coming off a Monday night game and a hard fought win that went right down to the wire. So from a rest preparation perspective, Lions are still winless. You know they're going to come out and throw the kitchen sink here trying to get a win. So you could see some trick plays, some special teams plays. You saw that when they went to the Rams. And this Steelers offense, I just don't know if they should be laying over a touchdown anyway. They haven't beat it by anyone by a touchdown this year. Ben Roethlisberger is playing very poorly. Anytime he's under pressure, he has an 11% turnover-worthy throw rate under pressure. And that's the next highest is Justin Fields at like 7%. So, and there's been a lot of drop picks. He's not playing well. The offensive line is not playing well. And they cannot throw it deep. I mean, you look at his average depth of target, it's 7 yards.
Well, he gets rid of the ball within like a second. You know, I mean,
that's a good thing for Detroit here. That's one of the things I'm counting on because the Lions have the worst deep passing defense in the NFL. Their corners are bad. They have the worst free safety in the NFL, and they cannot defend the deep pass. They're 32nd in the NFL defending the deep pass. They're the only team with an average depth of target allowed of over 10 yards. Steelers can't do that. can't take advantage of this really bad secondary. And there's no Claypool now. They're deep threat. So at least the Lions are going to make them drive it down the field with short passes. You hope to get a couple stops. Look, you're catching 9 points with a total that's extremely low. The Lions have showed that they'll fight till the end, right? They'll onside kick it. They'll try to score to the last possible second. So if you're down 14, you can get a backdoor here. It's not a bet that I love, but it's a decent spot. Winless teams, by the way, after week six, 60% against the spread historically. Like, who wants to back the Lions here? So, you know, I think that the Steelers, it's not a great spot. Their offense isn't great. And I'm not excited to back the Lions here, but I do show a small bit of value and did play them. So that gets number three here. But I love the Saints and the Panthers significantly more.
Okay, let's go. This is my favorite matchup of the week at New England. Belichick, he's getting his groove. His defense has been great. They have a defined offense because they can really run the ball, and they don't ask Mac to do that much. Cleveland, who, as the time of recording this, we don't know the status of Chubb, you know, because he's vaccinated, he can test back in. But clearly, when he's on the field and when he's off the field is a big fucking difference for them. And if there is a chance that he's out, I mean, I would lay the mortgage on New England. Even if he plays, you know, Baker's banged up. He's clearly a shell of himself for most of the season. While he did play well last week, now that he doesn't have the Odell, you know, kind of drama around. But I like New England a lot in this spot, -1.5 at home. To me, this is just a Belichick special. How about you?
Yeah, I don't have a strong opinion on the side with Chubb's uncertainty, but I really do like this under 45. I played some under 45.5. Mac Jones has been okay for a rookie, but under pressure, as you'd expect with a rookie, he's been very poor. I mean, look at last week. I mean, against Carolina, he did nothing at all.
He takes a lot of hits in the passing game for sure. I mean, he's got peppered.
Yeah, now you're playing a Browns team that's third in adjusted sack rate, top five in pressure rate. I think the Browns have one of the most underrated defenses in the league now that they're healthy. Their secondary is healthy. Some of their numbers are a little bit deflated because of, you know, early in the year they were dealing with a lot of injuries, but they'll get pressure here and they can contain this New England offense. On the other side, I think the New England defense can do the same to Cleveland. And then when I look at this game, it's two teams that play slow. They're both in the bottom 10 of adjusted pace in neutral situations. These are two teams that are in the top 10 in rush rate. So you're going to have a lot of runs, I think a lot of punts, and most importantly, this clock is going to be bleeding. Teams that like to play slower and run the ball throughout the game. So I think this is a really good under spot. That's the way that I'm playing. I don't think the Browns defense is getting enough love. And I don't think that Mac Jones is going to do much. And the Browns run defense has been really strong. So I think this is more of a grinder. I don't hate your angle there, but I prefer the under.
Gotcha. Well, Stucky, let's get hot again. Let's make some money.
We will.
I'm going to throw a little cash on the Saints. You've convinced me. I like them in that spot as well. And have a good weekend. Hopefully your Kentucky Wildcats can get a win coming up.
Thanks, brother. Enjoy your weekend and good luck.
Adios.
The volume.